The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed him in the midst of them all, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes we try to figure out where Jesus gets his inspiration for parables and similes, we overthink. Often Jesus is using the obvious. When he called Peter the rock, they were standing right outside Caesarea Philippi, which is, of course, a giant rock temple, place in which people were offering pagan sacrifices. The inspiration for the rock was right there. And Peter's profession of Jesus as the Christ is the rock on which our faith is built. The divine revelation, the special grace given to Peter and to the church, is the rock of which we build our faith. So today, when Jesus chooses to pull a child into the midst of the disciples to challenge them, he's also calling them out. Let's face it, they were being a bit childish. They weren't answering questions. They were arguing amongst themselves. And they were displaying some of those lesser qualities of children. But in pulling the child forth, Jesus wasn't just calling out their childish behavior. He was also calling them to that level of service that only parents truly know. When you have a child, you might think you're in charge, but we all know. First, it's diapers and bottles. Then, it's the never-ending list of needs. I need new clothes. I need books. I need this. I need you to drive me here. You open up a chauffeur service for several years as a parent. Yes, parents bear responsibility, but we all know it's children that are really in charge, and parents serve them. Even, of course, in the discipline that they engage in, it's a service to the child to bring the child up stronger. Even in the demand that they place upon their children, it's service to their parent. Parenthood is that same servant model that Jesus is calling all who seek to follow. Let go of childish behaviors. Childish behaviors, as St. James tells us, that causes division, that causes war and resentment. Childlike behaviors bring us together in unity to rejoice and to follow the solid, rock-solid faith that Jesus reveals to us. So this week, the challenge is simply to have fun with the gospel. Be a child of God. Try skipping in a safe location on your way to share the good news. Try rejoicing in the present moment. Remember, life isn't nearly as serious as we often make it out to be. And know, especially, that as a child of God, we are nurtured and nourished by the one who models true selfless behavior, Jesus himself, who gives us himself, so we too can be selfless in giving ourselves in service to our children, to our neighbors, to those who know nothing of God, to those who think they don't even need God, whatever the case might be. As children of God, as servants of those who need to hear the message, let us rejoice this week. And remember, life is far too precious to be stressed, to be worried about who's in and who's out and what is going to come next. As children of God, all we need is already provided. As children of God, God continues to nurture, to nourish, and to use us to spread the good news that he is very much alive. There's nothing more hopeful than holding a baby. There's nothing more centering than being in the presence of a child. And we are called to be that hope, to be that centering for all we need in the coming week.